Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the New Testament, book of Matthew.
兄姊妹们, 请我们翻开新约圣经,
let's read a passage from chapter 16, from verse 13 through 26.
让我们来读马太福音第16章第13节到26节。
Verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
第13节, 耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets."
他们说，有人说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。And
he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。And
Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。But
also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。I
will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Then he warned his disciples that they should not tell no one. They should tell no one that he was the Christ.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。Peter
took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, for this shall never happen to you."
彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。But
he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's."
耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。Then
Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。For
whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。For
what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father, as we come before you to worship you,
父啊, 当我们再次来到你的面前来敬拜你的时候,
we pray that Holy Spirit will show us how to worship you.
我们实在是祷告，求圣灵来启示我们怎么样来敬拜你。
Because you're God, worthy of great praise.
因为你是神，是值得赞美敬拜的。
And you gave us your only begotten Son.
你把你的儿子独生爱子赐给了我们。
So through him, through his salvation, we can come to you today.
借着他的救恩，才使我们今天可以来到你的面前。
May you fill us at this hour the spirit of worship.
巴不得这个时候，你把敬拜的灵赐给我们，充满我们。
And desire to follow the Lord Jesus.
让我们渴慕来跟从我们的主耶稣。
May you grant us blessing that we desire to receive this word of your grace.
求你赐给我们的祝福，让我们渴慕来得到这样的恩典。
Father, we pray that you draw our hearts to the Lord.
父啊，我们求你把我们的心举起来，被主吸引。
Because unless you draw our heart, no one can come to the Lord.
除非你吸引我们，没有人能够来到主的面前跟随他。
Father, we pray that you open our eyes and open our ears and open our heart.
父啊，我们实在是求你开启我们的耳朵，开启我们的眼睛，开启我们的心。
So that we can see him and hear him and desire to love him.
So we can see him, can follow him, can follow him.
And we pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we've been following the life of Peter to see how the Lord Jesus led him and guided him in the path that the Lord set up for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们一直在跟随来看彼得的一生，看主是怎么样引导他、带领他的。
I think there's a purpose why God wrote a lot about Peter.
实在是说了神在圣经里边为什么花了这么多时间来写彼得是有原因的。
So that we can really see how Lord transformed Peter.
我们实在就借着这个可以看见神怎么样改变彼得这个人。
So today, I would like to share again, this incident that happened to Peter.
今天我们要再次来分享发生在彼得身上的一件事。
So we can learn from Peter how gracious our Lord is, how merciful our Lord is to us as well.
乃是借着彼得这件事情，让我们来看到主的恩典，主是怎么样来带领彼得这个人的。
By now we all know that Peter failed many times.
到目前为止，我们都知道彼得这个人一而再、再而三的失败。
He made many mistakes.
他做错了很多的事情。
He said many wrong things.
他说了很多的错话。
But through God's grace, he continues.To be with the Lord.
但是借着神的恩典，他还能够继续的跟随主。
And Lord Jesus also is continued to show him grace.
而主耶稣也不断的向他显出他的恩典来。
And the Lord never gave him up.
主从来没有放弃过彼得。
And Lord continued to lead him and continued to teach him.
一直引导他，教导他。
And also continued to show him.The lessons he need to learn.
而且不断地告诉他他当学的功课是什么。
And his lesson also gets harder and harder.
而他的功课变得越来越艰难，越来越难学。
As we read chapter 16,
当我们在读第十六章的时候
we mentioned before that it's not only the crisis of Lord Jesus himself.
我们都知道耶稣不光是基督
Lord Jesus encountered the crisis in his life.
主耶稣面临着在他自己生命中的一个很大的那个危机。
Because this is after this instance, he'll take his disciples to Jerusalem.
因为借着这件事情以后呢，那么他要带领他的门，耶稣要带领他的门徒上耶路撒冷去。
He'll enter Jerusalem last time while he lived on earth.
他在地上最后一次要进到耶路撒冷。
So he needs to prepare his disciples for this tremendous event.
所以耶稣要预备他的门徒来预备面临所面临的事情。
But we also see that Peter encountered the crisis as well.
我们同时也看到彼得也面临着一个危机。
So today we ask the Lord to show us His grace that we all learn from Peter.
我们求主来帮赐个恩典给我们，帮助我们来看到彼得所学的这个功课。
We know that in this instant, Peter was given great revelation.
我们都知道，在这件事情发生的时候，彼得得到一个很大的启示。
That he confessed that Christ, the Lord Jesus, is the Christ, is the Son of the Living God.
因为他被启示看见说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And we draw upon the Son of the Living God, for a while.
我们曾经分享过永生神的儿子这件事。
Because Peter, in his heart, the God he followed is a living God.
因为彼得知道他所跟随的是一位永生神。
He's not following a religion.
他不是在跟随一个宗教的信条而已。
Many brothers, sisters, or friends among us, that it's not that we found a religion.
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们所信的不只是一个宗教。
But what we found is a living Christ, the living God.
我们所信的乃是一位永活的神，一位永活的基督。
So last time we shared that Peter called the hope that we have, the living hope.
我们上次讲到彼得所有的那个盼望乃是一个永活的盼望。
Because the hope comes from the living God.
因为这个永活泼的盼望乃是来自于永活的神。
And he also called the word of God is a living word.
同时彼得也把神的话叫做活的道。Because
the word comes from the living God.
因为这个活的道是来自于活的神。And
he also called each believer, each every believer, a living stone.
他也把我们所有信徒们叫做一个活石。Because
the light we receive comes from this living God.
因为我们所接受的这位生命是来自永活的神。And
so we can see that even though Peter failed over and over again.
所以尽管我们看见彼得一而再，再而三的失败。
And he made many mistakes.
他做了很多的错事。
And he said many wrong things.
说了很多的错话。
But because he followed this living God.
但是因着他是跟随一个永活的神。
He never lost hope.
他从来没有失去这个盼望。
Because the living God is right beside him.
因为永活的神一直和他同住。
And care for him, guide him.
一直带领他，能够保守他。
So today, I'd like to share with you the what happened to Peter in this instant.
那么今天我们要一同来看，在这件事情上，今天所发生的事情上，彼得经历了什么？
In this instant, not only he received a revelation.
这件事情，不光彼得得到了一个启示。
Not only that, Lord Jesus praised him.
不光主耶稣赞扬了他，称赞了他。
Not only that, Lord Jesus entrusted him with a tremendous privilege.
而且主把一个很大的权柄赐给了他。
But right then, there.
但是就是在这个时候,
he fell.
他失败了。
He stumbled.
他跌倒了。
And Lord Jesus called him Satan.
主竟然把他叫做撒旦。
So right at the same place, same time.
就是在这个同一个时间的里面就发生了这样大的事。
I believe that we can all learn great lessons from this.
借着这件事情，我相信我们大家都可以来学一个很重要的功课。
So I'd like to share with you 10 points that how Peter fell, under what circumstances, in what conditions that he fell.
我们要从十个方面来看，彼得是在怎么样的条件下失败的。
He fell right after he was in this fellowship with the Lord. He fell in the presence of the Lord.
他的失败竟然是在主和他同在，和他有很亲密的交通的时候，他竟然失败。You
know, brothers and sisters, the presence of the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, is so precious.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道，主的同在 和主跟我们亲密的交通对每一个信徒是何等的宝贵。
Here Lord Jesus took his disciples to this remote area called Caesarea Philippi.
这件事情发生在一个很遥远的一个很那个独特的一个安静的地方一个孤独的地方就是叫该撒利亚菲利比。
And away from the crowds,
这个地方呢周围都没有人很荒凉。
So it's like Lord Jesus took them to the retreat.
好像是主把他们带到一个退休的地方退休
会 Bible conferences.
一个好像专门能够读圣经的地方。
So they can enjoy the presence of the Lord, and enjoy the fellowship with the Lord.
在那里人们可以和主同在享受主的交通。
Every week, this prayer meeting that we pray primarily for the presence of the Lord among us.
我们每一个星期的祷告会，我们祷告的主要都是盼望着主把他的同在赐给我们。
Whenever the saints meet together on Sunday, on Friday, we pray that His presence will be with us.
每一个星期天或者说星期五的聚会，我们都祈求神把他的同在赐给我们，在那样的聚会里面。
Every Sunday morning, brothers pray together, ask God to show His presence among us.
每个星期天的早晨聚会之前，弟兄们都要聚集在一起祷告，成神赐下他的同在在我们中间。
I believe the disciples maybe they are also on the spiritual high.As we do when we have when we are in the conference or retreat.
我们相信在那个时候发生这件事情的时候，耶稣的门徒就像我们在退休会那个时候一样的，在我们属灵的高峰点，好像都很属灵的时候。
But obvious that the presence of the Lord, the sweet fellowship with the saints, by itself cannot prevent us from falling badly.
很显然的神的同在神和我们之间有亲密的交通还不够足以使我们不会跌倒。
Because Peter fell while he was in fellowship with the Lord.
因为彼得也就是在和主交通的这段时间里面跌倒的。
He was called Satan by the Lord.
主叫他撒旦。
While he had this sweet fellowship with the disciples.
因为在那个时候神主和他的门徒还在亲密的交通的中间时候。
So brothers and sisters, this is a lesson for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们看到没有这是个何等的功课。
That as we enjoy God's presence.
当我们还在享受主的同在的神的同在的时候。
As we were blessed with such blessing.
我们还在享受这么大的祝福的时候
We need something else.
我们还缺乏还需要什么事呢
So the second condition
第二个方面呢
And we can see that Peter when he had this perfect the one and only answer
我们看到彼得有一个一个唯一得到他的回答是一个唯一的只有他才有的。
He had this one and only correct answer in the whole universe.
他在这个整个宇宙里边，他的答案是何等的，是个唯一的答案，是何等准确的答案。
You know what Lord Jesus asked? What do you say who I am?
当主问他们说，你们说我是谁的时候
，And Peter immediately replied.That you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
西门彼得马上回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
This is the only correct answer.
这是这个问题唯一的答案。
And Peter got it.
而彼得得到了。
And right after this, he fell.
但是就是在得到这个答案以后，他竟然失败。
So what lesson we can learn?
那么我们从中学到了什么呢
？Even if we have a Most accurate biblical knowledge.
即使我们有了圣经里边最准确的认识
，we discovered great truth, great light from the Word.
借着神的话，我们发现了很大的真理，很好的真理。
So what Peter discovered here, I think, is greater than what Einstein discovered that E equal to MC square。
彼得在这儿所发现的，我相信比爱因斯坦所发现的那个能量质量转换的定律还要准确，还要大。
What Einstein discovered is just about this physical world.
因为爱因斯坦所发现的只是这个物质世界的定律而已。
People made the atom bombs out of this discovery.
人们借着爱因斯坦的这个发现制造了原子弹。
Created a lot of problems for us.
跟这个事件带来很多的难处灾
难。Atomic power still, you know, this is too dangerous. Nobody built this nuclear power plant anymore.
因为这个核能的利用是何等的难，现在人们在制造核电厂的时候都非常小心。
And I was laid off from the company that built the nuclear power plant. My first job, I got the first job and got laid off from that kind of company.
我第一个工作就是在核电站被核电站的公司制造核电站的公司所聘的，他们把我解雇了。
What Peter find out is a lot greater, infinitely greater than the discovery.
而彼得
than Einstein's.
彼得在这儿所说的、所发现的，远远超过爱因斯坦所发现的，是无限的一个真理。
But he failed right after that discovery.
但是当这个真理启示给他以后，他竟然 马上就失败了。
So biblical knowledge, accurate knowledge, by themselves, cannot prevent us from falling badly.
所以对圣经真理的认识还不足以使我们不会失败。
Biblical knowledge cannot prevent us from stumbling badly.
不能保守我们。这些圣经的真理不能够保守我们完全不失脚不跌倒。
Because Peter got the one and only answer, great discovery about who Lord Jesus is.
因为我们都看到彼得所得到的这个真理在宇宙中是何等大的一个真理。
Because if you know who Jesus is,
因为如果我们真的知道耶稣是谁的话，
the benefit of it, if we accept itThen we'll have eternal life.
如果我们也接受这个真理的话，我们就有了永远的生命在我们的里面。
So many friends among us.
所以，亲爱的，很多我们中间很多的朋友们。
If you believe Jesus is a good moral teacher,
如果你只是相信耶稣是一个很好的道德教师
，or a founder of a religion called Christian,
或者他只是基督教的一个创始人而已
，you are not going to be saved.
你们是不会被得救的。
Because we have to acknowledge the Lord Jesus is the Christ, Son of the Living God.
除非我们真的承认说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then, in believing Him, then we will have eternal life.
如果我们这样相信的话，我们就会有永生。
So this great knowledge that Peter has.
所以我们看到彼得有了这么大的一个真理的启示。
But he still fell before the Lord.
他仍然在主的面前跌倒了。
He was saved.
我们相信他是得救了的。
Because he acknowledged Lord Jesus as the Christ, as the living God.
因为他承认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But he fell nonetheless badly before the Lord.
但是他在主的面前仍然很惨的跌倒。
And third condition towards the end.
那么第三个条件呢？第三个原因呢
？He fell and be called Satan by the Lord when he received revelation from God.
当他从神那儿得到启示的时候
，Because Jesus says, when after Peter confessed the Lord Jesus is the Christ and the Living God, and Jesus immediately told him that, "Blessed are you."Simon Bar Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
因为当他回答了耶稣这个问题，说他是基督永生神的儿子的时候，耶稣马上对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是说血肉的指示你的。”
Because here we see this.
因为在这儿我们看见一件事。
Without revelation, no one can know God.
因为没有启示，没有人会认识知道神的。
I often think about the difference is like this.
我们我一直在觉得最中间有一个很大的不同。
You see in your backyard or front porch the ants.
因为从你的后院啊，从你那个从你的后院看出去。
And you see the ants, they usually march in the columns.
我们看见常常会看见有的那个蚂蚁，他们会排成一个很整齐的队伍，在你的后院里边游行。
And as you watch them,
当你在观察他们这样游行的时候
，you like to talk to them.
你是不是想跟这些蚂蚁讲话呢
？You say, "Hey ants,
哎蚂蚁，你们听到
？I'm human.
我是人。
I can bless you with the breadcrumb, or I can destroy you.
我可以用一些面包来喂你们，来祝福你们，也可以把你们给通通杀死。
What would ants respond?
那个蚂蚁会怎么样回答呢
？How would they respond to your blessing and threat?
那么，他对我们的、对你的那个威胁，或者是或者说你要给他们的祝福，他们是怎么样的反应
？Would ants would say, "Oh no, no, no! Don't curse us. We're going to worship you." Would that ants respond like that?
难道这些蚂蚁会说，哦，您不要把我给把我们弄死，我们要来敬拜你，好不好？
You know, ants, you tried today afternoon, and continue marching on as if you're not there.
你要是去试的话，你一定会发现那个蚂蚁根本就理都不理你，它还是继续排队往前行。
Because your voice for them is more like a warm, hot air. Oh, it's like warmer, you know, hot, humid, a little bit.
因为你所发出的声音对他们来说。最多不过是会热空气，好像使他们感觉到说，因为人在他们的旁边，他们感到比较温度高一点。
It is not that you does not exist，
并不是因为你不存在。
It's not that you're not there，
并不是因为你不在那里。
You didn't speak to them，
并不是因为你没有跟他们讲话。
That because you are so big，
因为你太大了。
They are so small，
他们太小了。
Many of us are friends.Before you come to know the Lord, you always ask. I asked that myself before I became a Christian. Show me your God. I'll believe you what you say.
我们很多的朋友们，可能就像当初一样的，我还不认识神的时候，我一直这样说，神啊，你跟我显出来一下，我就知道你。
Hey, Lord is right here.
主，你是不是在这儿
？We just cannot see him.
但是我们看不见你。
Because so he's so large.
因为他太大了。
Think of this, the difference between ants and us.
就像我们和蚂蚁之间的不同一样。
Or think of the other way, the difference between God and us is a lot greater than the difference between us and ants.
想一想，其实说来，我们和神之间的不同，远远超过我们和蚂蚁之间的不同。
So,For us to understand the Lord, to know God, God has to reveal Himself first to us.
所以要让我们能够认识神，除非神自己来向我们启示。
So Lord Jesus told Peter, the reason why you know me is because my Father in heaven revealed it to you.
所以耶稣对彼得说，你知道我是谁，是因为我在天上的父指示你的。
So Paul has this, prayer for the Ephesians.
所以保罗对以弗所教会有这样的祷告。
He prayed for the Ephesians that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, will give them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
他这样祷告说，我们在天上荣耀的父，巴不得他把赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们。
So that they can truly know him.
使我们可以真的认识他。
But here, dear brothers and sisters, right after Peter received this revelation,
可是在这里呢，当彼得刚刚得到这个启示，
he fell,
他就跌倒了，
he stumbled,
他失败了，
and he was called Satan by the Lord,
他竟然被主耶稣主叫做是撒旦。
Dear brothers, it's fourth point, fourth condition here,
还有第四个点呢。
Right after he received the praise from the Lord himself.
就在他刚刚得到耶稣的称赞以后。
Because the Lord Jesus says, Blessed are you.
因为主对他说，你是有福的。
Simon Bar-Jonah.
西门巴约拿。
God wants to God, Lord Jesus seems like want him to know that he's very special. So Lord Jesus said, not only says, blessed are you, but also call his name to get his attention.
耶稣在这儿实在是叫着他的名字，乃是告诉他，你知道吗？你是非常特别的一个人。
So God said, blessed are you.
你是非常有福的。
So he gets this praise from the Lord himself.
他从主耶稣那儿得到这么好的称赞。
And we all eager to be appreciated by people.
我们很多的时候，我们都巴不得能够得到人的称赞，对不对？
We long for other people's praise.
我们巴不得别人都能够欣赏我们，称赞我们。
For the work we've done.
对着我们所做的劳苦。
For who we are.
对我们是谁，我们所做的事情，让人都巴不得别人能够称赞我们。
And we love to be acknowledged by other brothers and sisters.
我们巴不得别的弟兄姊妹都能够欣赏我们所做的。
And when we cook lunch for the church, we like brothers and sisters say, wow, this food is so delicious.
当我们做了午餐的时候，我们巴不得弟兄姊妹都说，哇，你们所做的这个午餐真好吃。
Could you show me the recipe?
你能不能把那个配方告诉我？
The Bible says this.
但圣经这么说,
in Proverbs
在那个箴言里面,
27
verse 21,
the crucible is for silver, the furnace for gold, and each one is tested by the praise to him.
鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。
See, the praises from men, praises from the Lord, can be our, like a double-edged sword.
从人或者是从神来的称赞, 可以说有时是两刃的利剑。
If we are humble, and it will be an encouragement for us to continue to be humble.
如果我们是个谦卑的话，那么我们得到这样的称赞的时候，我们会维持我们的谦卑。
But praises often will puff up our own ego.
但常常称赞会使我们这个自我能够变得更加膨胀。
We will become arrogant, prideful.
我们会变得非常骄傲，甚至无知。
That's why the Bible says again in the Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before the fall, destruction.
所以在箴言里边还这样说，在十六章的第九节，十八节说，骄傲以先，那个跌倒以先是先有骄傲。
So here, Peter received praise from the Lord.
在这儿我们看到彼得。 从神从主那儿得到了称赞，
and he immediately fell.
然后呢，他就跌倒了。
Right at the next instant, he fell, and he fell badly.
他跌倒得非常厉害。
Because Lord Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
因为主耶稣说，撒旦，你退到我的后面去。
So, dear brothers, as brothers praise us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当有的人称赞我们的时候，
As our colleagues praise us at work，
或者我们在工作中，我们的同事称赞我们的时候，
As our bosses praise us and give us raise，
或者老板称赞我们，跟我们涨工资的时候，
And promote us， they have the power to do so，
提升我们的时候，因为他们有这样权利这样做啊。
We need to be watchful，
希望你能够非常小心。
Because pride goes before destruction.
因为骄傲是在所带来的就是紧接着的就是失败。We
see here what happened to Peter.
我们在这儿看到彼得所经历的学到的功课。And
here's a fifth point.
那么第五点呢？
Is that when he was entrusted with the great privilege from the Lord.
当主把一个很大的托付给了他。
You see here, Lord Jesus said to Peter,
我们在这儿主，我们看到主怎么样继续对彼得讲。
In verse 18, he said, I also say to you that I will build my church, and the gates, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose in earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
第十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Here, Lord Jesus says, Lord will use him to build his church.
在这儿，我们实在是看到主说，我要用使用你来建造我的教会。
And give him the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
把天国的钥匙都赐给了他。
We know that in later, in the Acts,
我们都知道，在后来的故事的里面，在使徒行传里
，We know that God used Peter to open the door for the gospel.
我们看见彼得啊，神使用彼得把福音的这个大门打开了。
We saw that when the gospel was preached the first time in this world,
当这个神的福音第一次在这个世界上被人来传讲的时候，就是彼得。
On the day of Pentecost,
也就是在五旬节的那天
，that Peter rose up with the other 11 disciples and he preached gospel.
当彼得和十二和另外的十一个门徒站起来的时候，他就开口讲福音。
He preached gospel to the Jews.
他把福音讲给了这些犹太的人听。
So he was a key for the gospel to the Jews.
他手里拿着把这个福音传给犹太人这个钥匙。
And he opened that door.
他打开了这个门。
And others can come in to this gospel.
其他所有的犹太人都进来得到这个福音的好处。
And we also see that after Philip preached gospel in Samaria,
我们都知道当另外一个门徒腓力在撒玛利亚打开福音门的时候。
Now, Samaria, we know that the Samaritans are a little bit different. They are the hybrid. They are their race is a combination of Gentiles and Jews. They are mixed people.
我们都知道撒玛利亚的人是很特别的，他们乃是犹太人和外邦人在一起的后代。
So their race, Jews, see them as not pure.
所以犹太人认为他们是不纯正的犹太人。
Gentiles also look at them; they are not the pure Gentiles.
那么外邦人也把他们认为是不是纯正的外邦人。
So even though Philip preached gospel to them first,
尽管是门徒腓力先把福音传给这些撒玛利亚人
，and those Samaritans all believed.
那些撒玛利亚人也信了。
But Peter had to be sent there and to pray for them and lay his hand on them in order for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是彼得必须要到撒玛利亚去，把他的手放在那些撒玛利亚的那些所信的人的身上，使他们得到圣灵。
Because Peter holds that key to the kingdom of heaven.
因为彼得好像手上拿着那个到天国的钥匙。
And here again we see that in the house of centurion Cornelius, the Gentile, the Roman centurion.
我们还继续看到那个罗马的百夫长哥尼流在他家中发生的事情。
God sent Peter to his house to preach gospel, first gospel,to the Gentiles.
神把彼得差派来到哥尼流这个外邦人的家中，第一次把福音传给了外邦人。
Again, it is God used Peter to open that door for the Gentiles to enter the gospel.
看见了没有？神利用彼得用这个钥匙开启了福音传给外邦人，世界上所有的人。 的这个福音的大门。
Even though Peter was called the apostle for the Jews, and Paul was called apostle for Gentiles.
虽然我们都知道啊，彼得被称为是犹太人的使徒，而保罗被称为是外邦人的使徒。
But God gave Peter the privilege to hold that keys to the kingdom of heaven.
但是神给了保给了彼得这样的权柄，使他首先啊有这个钥匙可以开启福音的大门。
So Peter had to open that door for the gospel to be preached to the Gentile first.
也就是说，彼得首先必须要把这个那个。给外邦人传福音的这个大门要首先打开才行。
And then followed by Paul.
然后保罗才开始出去传福音。
You see, this tremendous privilege that God gave to Peter.
我们大家看到没有？神给彼得的这个权柄是何等的大。
So here we learned two lessons.
在这儿我们看到了两个功课。
Of course, first is that he fell.After he even received this privilege.
当然我们看到他已经之前已经失败了，在他还没有得到这个这个权柄之前。
God gave him this privilege, promised to give him the privilege, and right next moment he fell. He fell badly.
当然我们知道后面使徒行传所发生的事情是之后，但是呢在这里神先应许他要把这个钥匙给他。他失败了，他紧接下来就失败了。
But second point we can learn also is that God never regrets His gift.
但是第二点呢，我们想要说的就是神并没有后悔给他这样的权柄。
So God's calling and gift is irreversible.
因为神把这个恩典恩赐叫做是不会悔改的，神给了就给了。
So this is our hope.
这也就是我们的盼望。
So by this privilege alone cannot prevent us from falling into big, big trouble.
我们想要说的就是，尽管我们有了这么大的权柄，仍然不能够保守我们不会失败，而彼得在这儿失败得非常非常惨。
And this is the sixth point.
那么第六点呢？
In verse 21,
在第二十一节
he was told the way of the Lord.
在这儿，神把他的道路启示给了他。
Lord Jesus told him that from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests.And scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day.
在这儿，耶稣指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Many times that we pray to the Lord to show us what to do.
我们常常给神祷告说：“神啊，求你启示我们当怎么样去行。”
What college we need to go to?
我们该上什么样的大学呢
？What job I have to take?
该找什么样的工作呢
？Where should I work?
在哪里工作
？Which house I should buy? Where the house my house should be?
房子我们应该买什么样的房子？在哪里买？
What kind of husband, you know, the person I need to marry, what kind of wife I need to find?
应该找什么样的丈夫或者什么样的妻子来结婚呢？
The problem does not lie that we do not know the Lord's way.
我们的问题并不是我们不明白神的道路。
God oftentimes show us his way.
因为神
his answer.
神常常把他的答案把他的道路启示了给了我们。
But,What comes after that? Once we are told God's way, God's choice.
问题是在于，当我们被神启把他的神把他的心意启示给我们以后
，Are we willing to obey?
我们是否愿意顺服
？Do we really understand the ways of the Lord?
我们是否真实的明白主的道路是什么
？We are the recipients of the acts of the Lord.
我们都是神他的行为，他 的祝福的受受惠者。
Acts of his miracles.
他神迹奇事的受惠者。
But only few really understand and willing to follow the Lord's ways.
但是却只有非常少的人能够心甘情愿去跟随去认识主的这条道路。
In the Psalm 103 verse 7 it says this, that God made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the people of Israel.
在诗篇103篇第七节、啊、这样讲到，他使摩西知道他的道路，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
For the people of Israel, they received acts of miracles from the Lord.
对于以色列所有的人，他们都知道，也都接受了神作为神的行动的。
When they are hungry,
当他们饿了的时候，
God fed them with a miracle, the manna from heaven.
神把天上的玛拉赐给他们吃饱。
And God fed them with the quails.
神用鹌鹑来填饱他们的肚腹。
When they are thirsty, there's a huge rock follow them wherever they go.
当他们口干渴的口渴的时候，有一个磐石，一个永远的磐石跟随着他们。
And from that rock flows the living water for them.
借着那个磐石流出活水来喂饱喂足他们。
So they all receive blessed with the acts of the Lord's miracles.
他们都接受了神的行的大能的作为所带来的这个祝福。
But only a few like Moses understandLord's ways.
但是只有极少数的人像摩西那样的明白神的道路。
Because Lord's ways is way of the cross.
因为神的道路乃是十字架。
Do you remember that the first step when they came out of this Red Sea, all the enemies of Pharaoh were drowned in the Red Sea.
大家记不记得当以色列人出红海的时候，他们刚从那个红海里边上来，法老的军队就被淹没了。
And the first journey Lord took them to go through, was a very tough one.
那么那个事情以后，他们所一接下来他们所行的道路是一个非常艰难的路。
The ark of the Lord, looked for the place, resting place for them, in front of them.
神的约柜在他们的前面行，要为他们寻找一个可安息的地方。
Right now we have air conditioning. Back then it's desert hot, very hot during the day.
今天我们都在空调的房间里边享受着这个合宜的温度，但是在那个时候在那个旷野里边是非常炎热的。
Maybe only Brian can tell us how difficult, tough the situation is.
只有 Brian 可能在中间在座的 Brian 他才能告诉我们，因为他去阿富汗那边有多热。
And at night it was very cold, cold, cold.
因为在晚上呢，那个地方却是非常非常的冷，寒冷。
For 3 days they couldn't find a place to rest.
他们已经行走了，从出埃及红海出来以后，他们行走了三天，他们都找不到一个地方住下来。
3 days they don't have water to drink.
他们三天了，他们没有水喝。
Now this is first stop.
这是他们过红海以后的第一站了。
See, God want to show them first thing they need to learn is the way of the cross.
神带领他们经过这样艰难的道路，乃是要让他们认识到十字架的道路。
Peter also received many blessings, the acts of the Lord Jesus.
彼得门徒彼得也经历过也得到过神主耶稣很多他的作为所带来的祝福。
Once he was on the storming sea.
有一次他在海上一个海浪翻腾划行船很难的时候。
And Lord Jesus calmed the sea and the wind.
那么主把这个风浪平静了。
Once he was very hungry.
有一次他非常饿。
Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Peter got his fill.
主耶稣用五饼二鱼 喂饱了5000人，而彼得也在那个时候、得到了饱足。
Once he fished all night, didn't get anything.
有一次他在海上打鱼、打了一整夜都没有得着什么。
God performed, Lord performed miracle. So in the morning, that as he obeyed God's command, he catched so many fish that the boats, two boats almost sink.
到了凌晨主耶稣给了他祝福让他打到的鱼、连两个船都盛装不下。
See, before this instance, Peter was recipient of God's blessing and acts of his power.
看到没有在、彼得得到这个祝福在得到这个启示之前他已经从主耶稣那领受了何等多的祝福。
But Peter, at this point, still did not understand the ways of the Lord.
尽管如此，彼得到了现在，还仍然不明白神的道路是什么。
So when he was told the way of the Lord is the way of the cross,
但是当他一被告知主的道路乃是十字架的时候
，he opposed vehemently.
他非常强烈的、抵抗
and strongly oppose the way of the Lord.
他非常强烈的反抗、主耶稣的道路。
He took Jesus aside. He's a disciple. I mean, he's master. But he took Jesus aside.
尽管、彼得在那个时候他还只是一个门徒而已，他把主耶稣拉到了旁边
and rebuke him.
谴责主耶稣，劝谏主耶稣。
He says.God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you.
主啊，这是万不可以如此的事啊！这是必不临到你的身上。
So dear brothers and sisters, we often, if we don't really understand the way of the Lord,
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真的不明白主的道路的话
，then we oppose the way of the Lord.
我们一定会啊，抗拒主的道路的。
By our nature, none of us like the way of the Lord, like the way of the cross.
就是我们天性而言，我们没有一个人喜欢十字架的道路的。
We prefer being carried by limousine to follow the Lord. So Lord Jesus walked, and we are in a limousine.
We
have air conditioning and the music MP3 follow the Lord.
我们所喜欢的是什么呢？就是当主在前面。走的时候背着十字架走的时候我们愿意跟随他是怎么跟随呢是坐在一个大型大轿车里面里边有空调里边有所有的东西然后主在前面走我们开着车在后面跟随他享受很安逸的条件
And we like to follow the Lord with the sweet fellowship
我们愿意和主有非常甜美的交通
Surrounded by men's praises
周围都是人对我们个人的称赞，我们如何了不起
？So here is another lesson we need to learn.
这实在说来是另外一个很重要的功课我们要学的。
The way of the Lord is the way of the cross.
主的道路就是十字架的道路。
And the seventh condition he was in.
第七点
，when he fell.
第七点我们要看到彼得是怎么样跌倒的。
When he felt he was absolutely right.
我们发现他在跌倒看起来是应该他应该是非常正确的他应该没有错。
He felt that he took Lord Jesus and began to rebuke him. He felt like absolutely right.
彼得、自我感觉是非常对的他觉得他做的是对的。
That's why he dared to rebuke the Lord.
因着他自以为自己是对的所以他在胆敢的指责耶稣
Even he didn't feel that he was absolutely right, I don't think he would dare to rebuke the Lord. The way
如果彼得没有这样的确据说他是完全是最对的话，他是没有这样的胆量敢这么样的责备他的主的。
I think we don't rebuke someone if we don't feel we are right.
我们 如果我们不感觉到我们是有100%的把握，我们是对的话，我们是不敢轻易的责备别人的。
The more we feel that we are right, the sharper will be our rebuke.
除非我们感觉到我们是何等的对，何等的正确，我们是对，那么我们越感觉到我们对呢，我们对别人的指责，我们就会 越尖锐。
I think many times as we grow older and we have more experience, we find that in our experience, all experience the same thing.
我们随着我们年龄的增长，我们会发觉到，我们会经历到这是何等真实的事。
At a certain time that we felt like we are so absolutely right.
常常我们会感觉到我们是绝对正确的。
No way we can be convinced that we are wrong.
我们绝对不可能被别人证明是错的。
But later, it proved that we are indeed wrong.
但是到后来，我们被证明我们是何等的错，错得一干二净。
Let me use an example that happened to my wife.
让我用一个例子，就是我在我妻子身上所发生的一件事情来证明这件事，说明这件事。
You know that at the time that when we are look for the church building.
还记得不记得有一次我们在有段时间我们在寻找教会的会所的时候。
And my wife was very burdened to find a church building for our church.
我妻子对会所的寻找是非常有很大的负担。
And she also often prayed, often looked for the Lord.
她常常为这件事情祷告，寻求主的心意。
And one day that someone called her saying that there was a church building.
有一天，有一个人打电话告诉她说，这儿有一个会所。
Near to the old church building we met.
离我们原来的老会所很近的地方。
And she was 100% sure, absolutely sure, there was a building that God will give us.
她是何等的有把握，何等的相信说，这一定是神要给我们的会所。
Not only she felt that in her spirit that this was from the Lord, but also she proved to me she has the word of God spoken to her.
她不光是在心里的深处，她坚信在灵里面，她坚信说这是神要赐给我们的，而且他对我讲说他还有神的话语给他的话语能够证实这是对的，这是真的。
So she was so sure.
他是何等的有确据。
Of course later it proved it was not the case.
那当到后来证明了这件事情是不是这样的，是错的，他是错的。
And so that we know thatWhen we are absolutely sure, when Peter here was, he was absolutely sure that he was right and Lord is wrong.
在这儿，我们同样也看到彼得他是何等的相信他是对的，主是错的。
When he felt like that, he fell.
当他有这么大的自信的时候，他失败了。
And he fell very badly.
他跌倒得很厉害。
There's a verse I'd like to share with you. This, for those many years, when I was young, a brother actually mentioned that verse to me, share with me. So, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It's Paul says about himself.
在这儿有一个圣经我想给大家分享。在我还很年轻的时候，有一位年长的弟兄给我分享的。是在哥林多前书第四章第四节。
To remind me to be humble, even though I know I'm so sure I'm right.
这句经文乃是要提醒我要谦卑，即使我自以为我是何等的对的时候。
He says, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, For I am conscious of nothing against myself.
哥林多前书第四章第四节，我虽不觉得自己有错
，Yet I'm not by this acquitted，
却也不能因此得以称义。
But the one who examines me is the Lord，
但判断我的乃是主。
So especially that when we feel that we're absolutely right, we need to be extremely careful.
所以当我们自信我们是何等的正确的时候, 我们一定要小心谨慎,
because we can fall very badly.
我们完全可以跌倒得很厉害。
So this verse always remind me.
所以这些经文常常对我是一个提醒。
So we see Peter at this point that he felt absolutely right.
所以我们看到彼得在这个时候, 他也觉得自己是何等的正确。
And right after this, he fell.
但是呢, 他却跌倒了。
And eighth point I'd like to say here,
第八点我要分享的,
is when all others agreed with him.
就是当所有其他的人都同意我是正确的时候,
in the Mark chapter 8, it recorded the same instance for us.
在马可福音第八章也讲到这件事情。
In Mark, Mark gives a little bit details in surroundings.
马可福音记载这件事情的时候，把周围的事，就周围也都描述了出来。
I think Mark was very sensitive for a young man, so he used to describe these circumstances in detail, in much more detail than Matthew and than Luke.
马可他非常对年轻人，他非常有负担敏感。 所以他比路加和马太在记载这件事情的时候记载的更详细一点。
And she tells us when Jesus turned around seeing his disciples.
因为他这样记载说耶稣转过来看着所有的门徒。
Lord Jesus didn't turn around and look at Peter immediately and rebuke him.
耶稣并没有转过身来只单单的看彼得。
Jesus turned around and looked at all his disciples first.
耶稣转过身来乃是看着所有的他的门徒。
Why the Lord did that?
为什么主这样做呢?
Because all other disciples thought the same thing. Thought the same way.
因为所有的门徒 都是这么样和彼得有这样的看见看法的。
Lord, God forbid it. Lord, this should never happen to you. What do you mean? You are coming Messiah and you're going to die the miserable death on the cross. That should never happen to you.
他们一定都是这样认为说主啊这是不可能的事情这件事情必不临到你的身上因为你是弥赛亚你来是要拯救世界的不可能这样悲悲惨惨的任人宰割死掉。
Dear brothers, so those disciples all share the same common thoughts. They didn't say it. Peter say it for them.
这些其余的门徒一定和彼得也是有同样的想法的, 只是呢, 彼得代表他们把这句话说出来了。
Let me ask you and myself this question.
让我来问我们彼此这个问题。
If you were there on that day,
如果你在那天也是在那里的话，也在场的话，
If you ever say a word to the Lord,
如果你必须要对主在那个时候说一句话的话，
What you would like to say?
你会说什么？
Except this, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
除了说主啊万不可如此这句话以外，你还有什么话可说？
I cannot think of any other thing I can say except to say the same thing as Peter said.
对我来说，除了这句话以外，我还想不出有别的话可以说的。
Can you imagine what else you can say to the Lord?
想一想，你们在那个时候对主能说什么样的话呢？
So we are all like Peter.
其实我们和彼得没有两样。We
are all like these all disciples.
我们和这些门徒没有两样。
We all set our mind on the things of men.
因为我们心思所想的都是人的意思。
We look at the spiritual things from the perspective of man.
我们看属灵的事情，我们是从人的角度来思想的。
So Peter fell.
所以彼得跌倒了。
when all other disciples agree with him.
其他的门徒都同意他的想法.
When all other people agree with us, we can still fall and fall badly.
所以, 当别的人都认为我的观点是正确的时候, 我仍然跌倒.
What is missing?
在这儿, 提醒我们什么?
If we miss the cross,
如果我们看不见十字架的话,
so, and then this ninth point.
那么第九点呢?
Ninth point is more like a comment.
那么只是一个简单的从来看这件事情.
We don't want to go to the extreme, the other side of the extreme.
当然我们不希望走到另外一个极端里去.
That, oh, then we don't need to have a revelation from the Lord. We don't have to study the Bible to gain the knowledge, and because we're going to fall anyway. We don't need to please the Lord to win His praise. We don't need to do all this. We don't need to pursue after the presence of the Lord because we're going to fall anyway.
也就是说我们不愿意进到另外一个极端。既然如此,既然反正都要跌倒,我们没必要再去 学神的话语，没必要再去寻求与神与主有甜美的交通，没必要再讨主的喜悦，好像得到他的称赞。所有这一切好像都不重要，因为反正都要跌倒嘛。But
brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
if we don't pursue the Lord,
pursue,如果我们不跟随主的话,
we don't study word of God diligently,
我们不会 勤奋地去,殷勤地去学习主的话,
if we don't seek after His presence,
如果我们不寻求他的同在的话,
we are more likely to fall worse.
我们会跌倒得更厉害.
So dear brothers and sisters, we encourage each other to continue to pursue the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们仍然要互相彼此鼓励, 要殷勤地来跟随主.
As we do all this,
我们做了这所有这一切的事情以后,
do not miss this one point.
绝不要忘掉一个很重要的点。
That is the way of the cross.
就是十字架的道路。
And the tenth point is another observation.
那么第十点是也是一个小小的观察, 一个小小的结论。
You see that Peter only say two sentences.
您看到没有? 彼得只是说了两句话。
First one, after he says, Jesus, the Lord, was to use him for the kingdom of God.
第一就是当神要用他来建造神的国的时候,天国的时候。
And second sentence he uttered, right after Jesus called him Satan.
就是当第二点呢,就是当 主耶稣叫他是撒旦的时候,
see, he only said two words, but difference between these two words is so huge.
他只是讲了两句话, 但这两句话之间是天差地别.
One is like he was in heaven and received the heavenly revelation.
第一句话, 当他得到这个天上来的启示的时候, 他好像是已经站到天的高点.
Second word she said is he came from hell and become Satan.
而他讲的第二句话呢,乃是他好像从地狱里讲出来的,从撒旦那儿讲出来的话。
See, Peter had this two extreme character, maybe.
彼得在这儿显示出两个完全极端的性格了,那个个性来。
So it's like many of us, maybe all of us will have this.
其实我们所有的人都是这样的。
In us, the source of heavenly revelation, and another's, we have a source that from Satan.
一方面我们有从属天来的启示, 另一方面我们却有从撒旦来的想法。
So we need to be very careful. And Lord Jesus said the key is to know the way of the cross.
所以我们在这儿要极端的极其的小心, 尤其是主耶稣所说的关键的在于, 我们要明白这是一条十字架的道路。
Because if we want to save our life for ourselves, we're going to lose it.
也就是说, 如果我们想要得着我们这个生命的话，这个魂的话，我们就会失掉我们的魂的。
If we lose this life for Lord's sake through the way of cross, then we should gain the life.
但是如果我们借着十字架的道路，我们为着主失掉这个生命的话，反而我们会得着这个生命的。
So this is a part one of this passage. If Lord willing, then next time we'll share the cross, the way of the cross, in more detail. May the Lord bless His word, each one of us. May the Lord be with each one of us throughout the day and throughout this week.
这是我信息的第一个部分。如果主愿意的话，我们下次再来分享究竟十字架是什么。愿意神与我们同在，保守我们今天余下的时间。
Let's bow and pray.
让我们再低头祷告。
Father God, we look to you for your mercy.
亲爱的天父，我们寻求你的怜悯。
That you will show us your grace and draw us to the Lord.
你赐给我们的恩典，使我们吸引我们来跟随主。
And keep us in your love.
把我们保守在你的爱中。
And continue to remind us your word.
继续来启示我们明白你的话。
So that through your word of grace that we may attain the inheritance shared by those who are sanctified.
我们乃是借着你恩典的话语能够明白一同承受你的恩典。
I will pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.